schools separate from the world. Why do we have schools separate from the schools of the world? It is that our youth may receive an education in right lines, that they may understand what is involved in the great sacrifice that has been made in behalf of fallen humanity. God so loved the world, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And the believer in Christ becomes a partaker of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. As it has been presented to me, it is the purpose of our educational institutions to teach students how they may be partakers of the divine nature. This instruction is not to be passed by as of secondary importance. The value of the education received depends upon how the student relates himself to this subject. In our behalf, Christ has made a tremendous sacrifice. He laid aside his royal crown, he laid aside his royal robe, and came to this world, born of humble parentage. Many were not attracted by the humility of his life, and he was despised and rejected of men. He suffered persecution, until at length he was crucified and died a shameful death. What does this mean to us? He came as the Savior of every sinner that will accept of the divine sacrifice. He united in himself divinity and humanity, that he might be the connecting link between fallen man and the Father. But will men accept of the conditions? Who of you will become partakers of the divine nature? There should be no delay in accepting Christ,